Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 PM, it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 PM here on Sheffield Live.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest, be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio. Every Thursday, 3 till 4 PM, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org. Yup, Sheffield, it is I, the Trev. And this is, apart from the squeaky chair, and this is the Diversity Festive 33 for 2025, part one, don't you know? And guess what? My sound effects aren't working. Maybe that's a relief. I could concentrate on the wonderful tracks by people who have got something to do with Diversity Fest and are enormously talented. Sickeningly so, some might say. This week it's part one featuring numbers 99 to 89. Yes, our latest totally random and unscientific end of year chart. 2025 edition. So, I hope you're taking notes, Keith, if you're listening. You might even be in it. I can't remember. Anyway, so no sound effects. I'll have to concentrate on the tracks. Let us know what you think, or let us know what you're up to this week, and then I can share it with the other listener. You can send me a text, 0790-264-2755. And because I'm not prattling around with sound effects, so I'll actually be able to see it. Or you can email me at dhtgohj@yahoo.co.uk. Or if you're really lazy, or you've got shares in companies, you can post a message on that Fashbutt crap, a.k.a. Facebook. And if I could be bothered, which is highly unlikely, I might read it out on air. Who knows? Right. First up, you heard at number 99. Oh, God, I don't know if I can say this. Itadaki Masu by Silver Birches. Apparently, that's a Japanese word which I can't pronounce. Sorry about that. Any Japanese speakers? Oh, amazing. Pretty psychedelic, that, wasn't it? Just if you're wondering why Silver Birches are involved in the Festive 33, Silver Birches contains one Paul Burke, who is also in the Generals, and was also in that soul band that played the first year of Diversity Fest that I can't remember. The Soul Organisation, spelt with a Z. Amazing. Yeah, I come across this Japan-themed album by Silver Birches the other day, and I thought, oh, God, I've got to play more of this. It's amazing. Anyway, you got one track for now. Moving on, number 98.
Hello, I'm Colin Pofo from Sheffield Bands, The Generals and Earth Tales. You're listening to Diversity Fest Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4 PM. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes! You broke my heart in Logan Place. I understand you need your space. But did you mean to leave no trace? You broke my heart in Logan Place. I helped you move to Talgarth Road. That basement squat was damp and cold. Three coats of paint to hide the mold. I don't remember much from Talgarth Road. We kept drinking till we were sober. No words till the music's over. You play the games that people play. Whatever helps you get through the day. Did I try too hard to make you stay? Or did I let our love just drain away? Put your house on a rank outsider. Like a paper tiger. You took your leave with style and grace. What's done is done, and in any case, you broke my heart, but you saved your face. said, "Oh, wait for me in Logan Place. Don't wait for me in Logan Place."
Ah, oh, lovely. At number 98, you heard Logan Place by All Day Dogs Breakfast, another wonderful act that performed in the distant past at Diversity Fest. If you could tell me what year, I'll give you a sweet. I don't know the answer anyway. Somewhere in the middle. It was at Hagler's Corner, so it's somewhere between 2015 and 2019. That's all I know. Anyway, lovely. Again, All Day Dogs Breakfast. I've been listening to his back catalogue, and there's lots of gems there that I'll be playing next year. I have played a few during the year, previous years, but now I've got all of them, I think. So I'll play some different ones this year, if I remember. Highly unlikely. Right, next.
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune into Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4pm or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Yeah.
groovy. You heard Buzzsaw by Das Rad, number 97 in our festive 33 for 2025. Now then, who's that? Das Rad includes one Nick Robinson, who has performed twice, I think, at Diversity Fest. Once in the Hagler's years, the very first one, I think, and one of the old junior school years. I can't remember if it's the first one or the second one. Anyway, groovy or what? That's quite bluesy, that, isn't it? Nice. I don't think I've played that track before. That might be their latest single. I don't know, but it's good. Right, now, something totally different. Oh.
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
Death of cold, a sound of seabirds, a half-life away, a sachet coffee and a bitter aftertaste. You're too well read through this paper-thin suit, walking the tightrope in a dead man's shoes. The photograph you ripped to shreds was a masterpiece, you fool. The photograph you ripped to shreds was a masterpiece, you fool.
Lovely, fabulous. You heard West Wind by Hungarian Lanterns. Maybe it's West Wind. I think it's West Wind. Anyway, I prefer wind. What do you prefer, winding or winding? Oh, it's a shame I've not got the fart sound effects available. Anyway, what was it you heard? Shut up, Trevor. West Wind by Hungarian Lanterns, number 96 in that totally random and unscientific end of year chart. And by the way, in other news, Keith is listening. Hello, Keith. Keep listening. You might even be in this show this week. But first, poetry is the new rock and roll. Music sucks.
Visit sheffieldlive.org to listen again and download the podcast.
Offline processing. Gemma cracks a subroutine, her coffee cool. Beyond night-mirrored windows, she's aware. Strip lighting makes a tableau out of her. Geek girl working late, as the small white card would say, in the museum of her life, if she had one. How Gemma's fingers blur with cramping speed, The body cannot serve the mind, its need for harder, better, faster, stronger. Data flows, information not only wanting to be free, but aching for it. And now another bug is falling to the power that is Gemma. She does not look up at the clock, because hours are not for those who live the millisecond slice. Life is still too short. The icing on the cake is still a lie. Gemma cracks a subroutine, electric death music in her ears, and she would volunteer for upgrade in a second, for what is flesh, except strangely implemented, a mesh of biochemic feedback loops which she could live without. Still, time for a break. Gemma takes a moment, smokes a quick one on the roof, and on this summer's night leans back upon the coping stones. The city's haze and wasted light do not let many stars burn through. She knows they're there, not quite within her reach. A breeze stirs Gemma's hair, and she imagines for a second a human hand, a voice that asks, "Are you really going to work all night?" Well, of course she is. As long as there are bugs in the database, she will dance the dance of general intelligence applied to Turing complete. As long as somewhere, impossibly far ahead, the Omega Point is waving, as long as there is coffee in the machine, Gemma will reach for another subroutine.
Wow! Word-tastic! Poetry is the new rock and roll! We don't need musicians, they're all rubbish, aren't they? Ha ha ha! At number 95, you heard Offline Processing by Ian Badko. Amazing. I did try to stream Ian's latest poem that's appeared on the internet. And I thought I had it, and then I tried to play it back, and I think I forgot to switch the recorder on. maybe next year. So that's an old one, but a good one. Right, let's have a double. This may feature some people that did an open mic once. See if you know who it is.
I don't care what your name is, what colour your face. I don't mind what your game is, your religion or race. Ain't no higher power should tear us apart. After all, we'll beat the same heart. I don't mind your persuasion, who floats your boat, your orientation, or which way you vote. We should all pull together and show that we care. After all, we all breathe the same air, so be nice to each other, help each other along. This shouldn't need saying, in the words of a song. We all live together under the same sky, so why, oh why, can't we live and let live?
Woo! That was the open mic from a couple of years ago. You got two tracks, you're lucky. You're lucky so-and-so. Two tracks, one for each ear. First up, you heard Beats the Same Heart by Social Conscience. And then at 93, live at Diversity Fest 2023 by Lee Carnell. Amazing. Yeah, I mean, just in case you're wondering, anybody, that I'm still sorting out the sound from this year. It's taking me a little while to listen through and get things done because I've got a lot of other things on at the moment. But I will get them to people, the performers, by the end of, well, as soon as I can, definitely before Christmas. It's taking a while. Right, cool. I've got loads of video as well, but I've given up on that at the moment because it needs so much editing. But I will get the sound out soon to the wonderful performers we had at this year's festival. Right, okay, moving on. We're still in the Festive 33. Next up is, oh, this troublemaker who appears a lot on this show. How are you doing, Carl? I wonder if he's listening today. Probably not.
Started with the very first drink of the day. It was a hair of the dog and the cat. And the only thing could make me feel better than this was another one straight after that. Next thing I know, I was all alone, lying in a ditch full of weeds. I heard a conversation, made me go weak at the knees. I was down by the river where the wind blew. Down by the river where the dead men go. He said, listen kid, you might have lived like a punk, but at least you could die like a man. And though I was still stinking drunk, I was not too drunk to misunderstand. Heard a dull pop and the body dropped into the river below. I kept my head down, I didn't make a sound, waited for the killers to go. I was down by the river where the dead men blow. Down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. By the river where the dead men go. Next thing I know, it's morning, and I hope it's all been a dream. With mountain trepidation, I staggered down to the stream. Though I didn't really want to look, I forced myself to see. I stared into a pair of glassy eyes, said, why does this always happen to me? I was down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. Identified man, bound feet and hands, been washed up on the shore. and against my better judgment, I'm gonna have to find out more. I'm going back down to the river where the dead men go. I'm going back down to the river where the dead men go. I'm going down to the river where the dead men go. I'm going back down to the river where the dead men go.
Spooky. Still my very best zombie dance in the studio. Thank God it's radio. You couldn't see me prattin' about. Wow. What did you hear? And what number was it? Oh, I can't remember. 92. At 92 you heard Down by the River Where the Dead Men Go. It's quite a long title. By Carl Ampofo and Rob Tirana. Amazing. Spooky. Timely for this time of year, it being nearly Halloween. Completely coincidental, of course. I just love that song. Nice one. Right. Are you ready to do some headbanging? I am.
A multi-stage rocket with a fuel more powerful than anything the West has in stock puts its final stage into a round-the-world orbit. Two things are astonishing about Sputnik the Second: its weight, more than half a ton, and its live passenger, a dog. Our artist shows how this flying dog kennel is probably arranged. Radio, food and oxygen supplies, and Laika, the most famous husky in the world, or strictly speaking, out of it. Laika's elliptical orbit varies from 100 to 1,000 miles above the Earth's surface, where observatories listen eagerly for the coded radio signals which tell the space scientists how Laika is standing up to her lonely journey.
We'll be right back.
Epic! Rocktastic! I hope you were headbanging like me in the studio, and I do think I'm too old to headbang. My head nearly fell off. Stiff neck, you see. That's about that. Right, at 91 you heard We Sent Fragile Creatures to the Heavens by Dead Cosmonauts. Wow! Right. Here's another song by that fellow that featured earlier.
Well, it's fun.
Brilliantastic. Ta very much. At 90, you heard Mistakes by Earth Tales, a band which features one Carl Ampofo on the bass guitar, I think. He's not singing, I think he's playing bass. He might be playing a lead guitar, I'm not sure. Anyway, right, and now finally, for number 89, we'll play out with, what is it? Unbeatable Energy live at Diversity Fest 2019, part one. You may not get all of it, it's very long. It's very good, though. Feel free to air drum along. See you next week. Keep it diverse. Next week, part two. Another 11 fantastical people.